Welcome to the Retro Games Club, the playable museum for young and old.
Hello, I'm Robin.
And I'm Patrick. And we'll clarify a few things in advance so that your entire stay with us can run smoothly and enjoyably. You can, of course, buy drinks from us. It's very simple. It's best to pay directly at the till, where you'll receive tokens for the drinks and can then place them by the fridge and help yourself. But the following is also very important when it comes to drinks, Robin.
You're welcome to carry the drinks around in your hand, but you can't put them on the table, otherwise they'll spill into the machine and it'll break, but there's room for every drink on the floor.
A small exception can be made at the network tables, if you are very careful. But even there, please always make sure that the drinks don't tip over. As I said, most of the devices are older than many of the guests here at the venue. We have quite a large selection of players here. There are various games chained to each machine for testing, because everything that is switched on should and may be tried out. But what do I do if I want to play a game that isn't currently on the device?
You always have different options at the individual stations. There are modules or CDs, depending on what kind of device it is, but you should only change it if you know how to replace it. And if you don't know, then ask correctly. Otherwise, with most devices, you switch the device off, replace the module or CD, and switch it on again.
If devices are not switched on, or, as I said, you don't know exactly what to do, just ask us, and we'll be happy to help. Yes. And then, there's another option, Robin. If you want to play more, if the hundreds of games here aren't enough, we also offer an option.
The Retro Games Club naturally has a games archive. As a museum, we naturally have a huge collection of games, but you can only access them in a different way, because we have a club and you have to pay something to it every month, but then you get something really great, Patrick.
There are season tickets for the museum, so if you want to come here more often, it's usually worth coming once or twice a month. They actually receive a key from us for our, I don't want to say secret, but for our large games archive, and can then use their key to choose from hundreds of other games there, try them out on the devices, and bring them back to the archive afterwards. This is our way of saying thank you to the season ticket holders, who have an even greater choice of players as a result. Apart from that, we can only wish you lots of fun, and if you like it, please support us. You can also make us happy with small monthly donations, let's say. You can also make us happy with equipment donations or other things. And of course, you can also, which I'll mention again briefly, get the location exclusively.
Imagine you have a birthday to celebrate, or, I don't know, your child's confirmation, or you say, hey, meet up with the mates again. Yes, of course, you can do that with us, and it's not as expensive as you might think. That means at an exclusive time, if you say we can only meet on Sunday at 1:45 p.m. and 13 seconds, then you tell us that and we'll make you an offer. Or you can also see what it costs on the homepage that you book at that time, and then one of us is there, or even both of us if it's big enough. And then you can just move around the museum on your own.
Then you have an exclusive booking, and in certain constellations, we can also open up a room in the basement where you can do other things, play games, yes, and as you can hear, you can only hear people talking, laughing, and having fun here. But of course, you can also hear the game sound. Headphones are attached to all devices, or almost all devices. Feel free to use them if you want to enjoy the sound, or simply plug your own headphones into the appropriate sockets. Yes, Robin, and if you drink too much, then of course we have a solution for that too.
We also have toilets. They are not retro toilets. In the old museum, we still had a toilet that looked like it was from the 90s. That has changed here. Just go down the stairs, follow the light, and you'll find the toilets. And after a wonderful visit to our museum, you have the opportunity to pick up a game or two in our shop that we no longer need, or that we don't need to run the museum.
That in advance, we wish you a pleasant stay and lots of fun. And as I said, if you have any questions, just get in touch with us. Best regards, thank you very much, and see you soon.
You're Robin.
And Patrick.